With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's labor secretary leaving the cabinet amid allegations of misconduct. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House announced the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Reamer, the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the last few weeks. She has been under investigation for a series of allegations, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. At least four other Labor Department officials have already been forced from their jobs during the internal investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI Director Kash Patel is suing Atlantic Magazine. It's a $250 million defamation suit, claiming that an article that talked about his mismanagement at the agency and his alleged excessive drinking was totally false. The Atlantic, though, says it stands by its reporting and would vigorously defend against the, quote, meritless lawsuit. Major combat drills in Asia. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
The United States and the Philippines have kicked off one of their largest combat exercises aimed at deterring aggression in Asia. The drills will last nearly 3 weeks, involving over 17,000 military personnel. The U.S. military says this deployment underscores its commitment to Asia. Despite the war in the Middle East, Japan and Canada are joining as full-time participants this year. The exercises will include mock battle scenarios and live fire maneuvers in areas facing the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. China has objected to the drills. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he expects the negotiation team led by Vice President J.D. Vance to return to Pakistan, hopefully for more talks. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers winning a major court battle in Oregon. Here's Michael Harrington.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports, despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still very bleak. Commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are constantly harassed and threatened. This is SRN News. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket company encountering a failed launch with a new Glenn rocket. Ed Donahue has more.
Rocket blasted off from Florida Sunday. Blue Origin says a bad engine left a satellite in the wrong orbit, dooming it. The recycled first stage booster performed well, landing on an ocean barge several minutes into the flight. But the upper stage was unable to put the satellites into a high enough orbit. New Glenn launches are on hold until Blue Origin and the Federal Aviation Administration complete their investigation. NASA is counting on New Glenn to launch lunar landers for the Artemis moon program. I'm Ed Donahue.
Close call in Nashville over the weekend. Two Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid colliding shortly after they'd both touched down. Mid-air collisions are very rare in commercial flights. More details, srnnews.com.